Mr. Offer.
I'll bring it to you. We'll be that way.
Those are actually the anyways that we have for the general public.
Right. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to our regular Recreation and Parks Commission agenda meeting, Thursday, January 18th, at the Veterans Memorial Building. It's now 6 p.m., and we have a quorum. And I'd like to welcome everybody in the audience and everybody at home. Thank you for watching us. And I'd like to bring out the attention, if you have any suggestions or anything you'd like to bring up to us, we're more than welcome to respond to it. Just send your request into the Rec and Park Department, and we will get on top of that. And since we have a quorum, I'd like to call the meeting officially to order, and we'll start out with a moment of silence. Great. Okay, thank you. And while we're doing that, I'd also like to just give a little shout-out for everybody in the flood zone. We really give our hearts and prayers out to everybody down there in the fire zone. So, with that, Kevin, would you like to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And do we have any presentations from the staff?
No presentations at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, great. And any announcements from commissioners? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I just want to say that I went by the Thanksgiving dinner and tried to volunteer, but there's so many volunteers. There wasn't much for me to do, but it looked like everybody was having a great time. Also went by the community center during the bird activities there, and boy, there's a lot of people. And it looked like they're having a lot of fun. It looked like a great event. And also noticed that there are a bunch more benches down by the rock area. So I guess that might be Harbor Department, but whoever did that, that's wonderful.
That could be in conjunction with our Public Works office, yes.
Okay, yes. Well, there's a lot of nice benches out there, so people want to go down there and enjoy it. It's beautiful. And that's all I've got for today. Thank you.
Oh, great. And I'd like to bring up that the 12 days Winterfest and the Boat Parade was a great success, I think, and the did a lot for this city. And so that was a great event that we put on. And I also want to, the Advisory Board Recognition event, that was a great event. So thank everybody that put that into it. I guess the City Council was behind that. So thank them very much for that. And I just want to throw out real fast, I did contact Ann Reisner and communicate a little bit more with her about the Jack LaLanne Memorial, what they want to do down there. And, you know, our idea was more of a circuit training versus just a monument. So we're kind of kicking around what we're going to do with that. Mm-hmm. And I told her we'd get back again with her sometime and talk about that. And then, anybody get out there and see those giant waves? Those are pretty awesome today.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
And with that, I have no other things. So maybe we can turn it back to staff if they have anything else they want to add.
Thank you, Bob. Just a couple announcements from staff here. We've got our health and wellness fair taking place. It's our first annual, we'll call it. That's Saturday from 9 to 12 at the Morro Bay Senior Center and Community Center. Again, 9 to 12 this Saturday, and we'll have a number of different booths set up. There's over 35 booths with health and wellness type of activities and businesses out there. So just want to put a shout out there, and also a thanks to Brady Locke, who's our seniors coordinator, works out of the Recreation and Parks office. So he's done a fantastic job putting that together. So hope to see you all out there this Saturday. Just a couple of other quick announcements. We are scheduling our annual Dixon's Spaghetti Feed, and that's set for March 9th. Unfortunately, there's a spaghetti feed following a week later, so we're kicking around an idea of maybe making a change to the menu. We're not quite sure yet, but it's been a longstanding activity, close to 30 years now, maybe even longer than 30 years. So we're going to kick that one around, but we'll get back to you guys on what the menu is for that one. We are in full swing right now with our youth basketball program. Over 300 kids participating from up and down the coast. So that's a lot of excitement and action. And look for games on Saturdays here at the Los Osos Middle School Gym or the Del Mar Gym. Also, with youth sports, we have our futsal program, and that's registration will begin the end of February, and games will begin in early April. So come on out for futsal. Sign your kids up. A couple other sports-related items. We've got our adult softball program, and that'll start up with registration at the end of this month, games to begin towards the end of March. So adult softball. And then we also have youth girls softball. Registration is open at this time, but the games will begin towards the end of March. And let's see. Oh, pardon me. Let me back up. Girls softball is open now with registration. Games start mid-February. Pardon me. And that's it for announcements.
Great. Sounds like a good full agenda.
We do.
All right. So then we'll move right on into the consent calendar. Do we have any items that we want pulled?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to... approve the consent calendar?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion made by Drew.
I will second. By Kevin.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none. All right. Going on to that. Oh, I skipped over public comment. Sorry about that. Oops. Do we have any public comment out there?
Okay.
We do.
Good evening. My name is Robert Davis. I live in Morro Bay. I just want to say thank you to Kirk and his staff for getting the pool open. January 9th was the opening day, 5:30 a.m. in the rain, and we had swimmers right from the very beginning. It was not an easy task to coordinate all of the moving parts necessary to get the pool open with lifeguards working around the high school schedule and making it available for people. And I just think that Kirk and Karen Sweeney have done a particularly magnificent job of making it happen. So I know that the whole community appreciates it. I know a lot of people who are going out there and very grateful for what Kirk and the Recreation Services have done. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you. It has been a long time waiting, and kudos to the staff and everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, now we'll move on to the business items. Mr. Kirk?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what we have in front of us, item C1, is a report from our Youth Services Coordinator, Angelica Gallardo. And she put out just some basic information for our annual tree lighting. And this is a staff report on our annual holiday tree lighting. You might wonder why we're not looking at a staff report for the entire Winterfest and all those activities. Those activities were not directly, they were not coordinated through my office. Rather, that was through a tourism grant and a woman named Terry Bayes who had handled coordinating those events. Though you might have seen the recreation staff out working these events. We're there to provide the support for those events. However, again, this particular report is specific to our holiday tree lighting, which is coordinated through this office. So basically, we had a bit over 100 participants this year. It took place on the Saturday right before the boat parade, which really is how we had done this event in the past. It was always, we'll do the tree lighting, then we move on down in the Embarcadero to watch the parade. So it's basically for residents, though anybody is welcome, of course, to participate in the event. Some wonderful performances by our Youth Services Kids Club children that participate, and they worked hard to put on a little skit and little songs and such. So it was pretty cute. And then also we had our Morro Bay High School choir out there who had did a performance for us as well. Santa Claus arrived via a fire department vehicle, along with Mrs. Claus and an elf. So the kids really enjoyed that. And as a matter of fact, we had one of our last customers, if you call them customers or participants of the evening, was our new city manager, Scott Collins, and his family. So it was fun to see folks out there enjoying the holiday and getting into the holiday spirit. So what we break down here for you is really a summary. We talked about or spoke to our marketing and promotions, but then also the fiscal impact. And just to reiterate again, cost recovery is what we look at when we put out events like this. It falls under the 0 to 10% cost recovery because it is a community benefit item, so we're not looking, we don't charge, you know, to sit on Santa's lap, anything like that. There's no revenue coming in from this. It's strictly expenses, which mostly fall under the category of staffing. So you'll see, you know, total staffing is close to $700 along within the miscellaneous expenses. So we're about $1,000 to put on that little event. We'd like to see more of the public come on out to join us. So we'll maybe kick up our marketing a little bit next year and really work together with the Winterfest folks and piggyback onto their marketing efforts because they're a bit bigger than what we had going on. But I'd like to see some more of the community out there. Recommendations you'll see for next year, and short of me going through all these items, I'd be happy to answer any other specific questions that that your commission might have here.
I'll start. I think one of the problems, we didn't have a great turnout as much as we hoped for. Is last year we didn't even do it. Remember, we used to do it all the time, and then last year we stopped it. And maybe a lot of people weren't back on track knowing it was there.
Right.
And so I probably now that they know it's there next year, we should get a good. But it's always a fantastic turnout. Kids love it. I mean, that's what it's for, is kids.
Yes.
And they love it and get the families out there, and it's a great event. So.
And good point, too, Bob, is that we did not have that event at City Park last year. It was moved down to Tylands Park, if you recall.
Right.
And we used the crab pot tree as the tree that we tried to do the lighting ceremony with that. And it was different, like you had mentioned. So I would agree with you, and that could have been maybe a little confusion or whatever it was, but we didn't have the numbers quite like we had had in the past. But they did do the crab pot tree, if you saw that out the
I did.
Yeah, at the bottom of Main Street there by Dorn's.
Mm-hmm. So, it was beautiful.
It was nice. It really was.
It was a lot better cool. than the original ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was a fantastic effort, as you had said, for the Winterfest as a whole. And you know, the town looked a little more lit up than it ever had been before with those other little trees that we had sprinkled out throughout the town.
So, yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah, so we're getting there, you know. We're going to get there and continue this momentum, I think.
Get the spirit going.
Yeah. The Santa crawl was a heck of a lot of fun. I know I'm going off script here, but it was a lot of fun. I participated in that. And had over 450 people participate in the Santa crawl. So, and on a sidebar to that, we're looking at doing some other of those types of crawls, like a what's coming up, St. Patrick's Day. They want to do something. So just some kind of fun things. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so thank you for your comment there. And any other questions or comments that you might have?
Drew?
No, yep. Good to me.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, great. Well, great event. Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So do we need to make a motion to approve it? Or?
Yeah, it's just to receive and file, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a motion to receive and file that report?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to receive and file that report.
And I will second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good. Motion to carries for that. And then we'll move on to C2.
My turn again.
Yes. Oh, the pool.
This is the Morro Bay High School Aquatic Center / community pool update. So short of putting this out in a consent item, I thought we'd go ahead and put this as an item to discuss. And a couple of things, you know, we're moving forward with our conversations with the school district and the high school, trying to work through some of the kinks of really times of use is our big push, and then we're projecting out for this following year with times of use and programming. So those conversations are taking place right now. Initially, we're looking at 3-month programming periods where we would meet with the school to discuss what's coming in the future 3 months, and this is really based on the school's curriculum and the athletic programs and PE classes. So as we take a look each 3 months, we then go ahead and modify what we'll be doing out on at the swimming pool. Let me see. As Mr. Davis did mention, we opened up our programs January 9th at 5:30 in the morning. He was wonderful to show up, and it was in the rain. We had two people to jump in the water at 5:30, and as a matter of fact, the first person in the water, and I forgot her name. Mr. Davis, do you recall?
Lisa,
it was her birthday that day, and got a great picture of herself being the first person in the pool as far as the community is concerned. So that was pretty exciting to have her out there. And since then, we've really seen an increase in the participation. Matter of fact, Sherry in our office put together some information about the three programs that are taking place at the pool right now. And up on the board, we do have our winter aquatics program where we can take a look and show you what's highlighted right now. Thank you, Nancy. So we've got Aqua Zumba, and that is Tuesday and Thursday, 7:15 to 8:15. We are just completed our second week, and so far we had 23 participants at that time. It's quite a workout. Jenny from our office, who does a fitness class in the community center, has moved her fitness class to the swimming pool. And I was exhausted watching her for 5 minutes. She does a fantastic job and really gives the folks a workout. So I'd highly recommend it if you're looking for something that's fun and active in the water. The water does relieve a little bit of gravity for you. So if you know your joints and Bob, you could speak to this, I'm sure. But it's great to help with gravity issues and if you have hips or knees or problems like that. It's a wonderful workout. So again, 23 so far with that program. We also just started this week our master's swim program. That did not launch on the 9th. It launched this week. And for the last 2 days, we've had 11 participants. So we're going to get there. The majority of those folks were Morro Bay High School staff who want to participate in the master's class. But we look to see those numbers ramp up to maybe close to 20 folks a day. So we're trying to capitalize on the space and get as many programs as we can at any given time to help us reduce our costs of the lifeguard coverage as well as our pool rental. Mm-hmm. So the master swimming is a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 5:45 to 6:45 in the morning. So bright and early, but that'll get you, give you enough time to get on out, get your workout in and get on out and get to work if you need to be to work at that early in the morning. And let me see. Kind of combined with that, we have our lap swimming program. So at the same time that takes place. So you have a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 5:30 in the morning to 8:30, and then also Monday through Friday, 11:15 to 1:30. So that's our noontime. And though you have master's swimming going on in the morning, we still have regular lap swim, so you don't have to be a master's swimmer or, someone who's a post-Olympian or whatnot. You can go on out there and swim and do that at your own pace. Since we opened up on the 9th, we so far have had 188 participants out there swimming.
Wow.
So
great.
We're getting there. Yep, and the pool's busy, and it's a lot of fun to see it in action. We are still in the process of hiring staff. So those of you out there in TV land, send your qualified folks our way. We'd love to have more of a lifeguard staff. But as a matter of fact, just today we hired our aquatics coordinator, and she brings her name is Katie Tucker, brings with her probably close to 15 years of experience in the pool business. And we're very excited to have her on board, and she'll start working with us hopefully late next week or the following to develop our emergency action plans, start to set up our systems there as far as cash handling, management of the lifeguard team, and things of that nature. So very excited to have her on board. But again, we're still looking for lifeguards. So, and we'll offer classes as well. So stay tuned for lifeguarding classes, as they will be forthcoming once Karen Sweeney, our office, gets certified to train the lifeguards. So she'll be looking to do that soon, and working with our new staff, Katie Tucker, to do that. So you guys, you can get certified and get an out there, put you on the lifeguard tower if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay. I've got to find my water wings.
I go down like a submarine.
There are a handful of folks from the Recreation Services Division who are out there taking advantage of that swimming pool. And the young lady sitting right next to me is one of those. So she's out there swimming as well. Karen Sweeney's been in that pool, and about time for me to get out there and give that a try too. So it's a fantastic exercise, and it's a beautiful facility, and I encourage anybody out there to, you know, come out and give it a try. Keeping in mind, Cuesta College will close their swimming pool end of April. And we should see quite the movement of folks coming over from Cuesta College. They're either going to go head south to San Luis Obispo and Sinsheimer Pool, or come on up here to Morro Bay for our activities. So that's the end of April. We should see an increase in impact in the water. Also, we're looking at planning a community grand opening. Now, the school itself had their grand opening, and that was back in October 6th. And that was just a general grand opening. They let the kids jump in the water. They had the women's national water polo team out there to bring some excitement. However, what we're looking to do is something maybe in the springtime, as we are a little bit more set with what we're offering, and we'll do some sort of a water appreciation day, safety kind of highlight activities that you can do in the swimming pool. You know, possibly some diving. Maybe a little water polo exhibition. We'll get Jenny out there to do the aqua zumba and things like that, and it's pretty much open up the pool for the community to enjoy. So as we get a little closer to figuring all that out, that information will become available to the public and to you gentlemen to help us with the advertisement of that and to get you out there too. So no chicken fights, nothing like that, but you never know. But it's a wonderful facility again, and we're very excited to be out there in the water, and always are looking for input from the community and their needs. And again, this is a what we call a soft opening, as we're trying to ease our way into the water here. And as we get settled with our staffing, we'll start to increase our offerings and our programming. So keep your eyes open and for upcoming activities and events in the swimming pool, and we hope to have some increase in that in the following months.
Fantastic.
So let me see. Oh, one more thing I forgot to do. As I said, we're looking for lifeguards, but we also are seeking instructors for aqua aerobics as well. We'd like to add something in the noontime slot. So if I can get an instructor hired on board before Cuesta College closes, we can get the programs up and going. If I can't find anybody, then we'll borrow somebody from Cuesta, and while they're down, we'll go ahead and continue on with those classes. So looking for aqua aerobics instructors as well.
Fantastic.
Happy to answer any questions that you guys might have. That's basically the staff report as written, and with all my sidebars there. So anything?
Is the pool heated?
It's a wonderful question.
I just wondered.
Yes.
I know the ocean isn't.
There's no ice. The ocean is not. Yes, the pool is heated to anywhere between 78 and 82 degrees.
That's toasty.
That's standard for a competitive swimming pool. And they keep it at that temperature, typically closer to the 79 degree, right in there, for the competition competitive reasons. You can't overheat while you're swimming like that, right, or playing water polo. So that is the intent of that pool. It's not a therapy pool. They've got one at Cuesta College, and that's heated up to 90 degrees. That's not this pool. We are 78 to 82 degrees.
Good.
And proud of it.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people were wondering, because the ocean being so cold.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Certainly,
and that is one of the big questions.
Good temperature.
That's one of the big questions. And yes, we have showers.
Oh, great.
There are two indoor showers, one in the men's, one in the women's locker room, and then four outdoor showers. It's not piping hot water, so don't bring your shampoo and all. It's just rinse off the chlorine and move along. And that's the intent. It's a school facility with the intent of use, by the school first, us second, but it's not a health club or spa. So, but it's beautiful. It looks like one, I'll tell you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I was just wondering, so if they have more information, want more, they can go to the website and get all this information, correct?
Yes. You can go to the city website, which will link you then to the recreation website. And we also have information on our Facebook page that we'll post. And let me see. Yeah, so those two opportunities, or they can certainly contact us by phone.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the phone number?
Oh, my 772-6278.
Great.
Okay. Don't ask me the website. That'll throw me.
And I just have one more. Yes. So when the summer comes, are they going to add more? Will we be allowed more time in there to have more classes?
Or? Yeah, and that's a conversation that we're going to have sooner rather than later. Initially, it was discussed that that city would take the majority of the time in the summer. But we're seeing some other interests, which we knew would happen here at the pool, and other organizations wanting to come on in and use the facility. But what we're looking at is launching a learn to swim program, along with quite possibly, like I said, some water polo or some diving, other activities like that. But we'll focus on the learn to swim program in the summertime.
Great.
Yeah. That's great. Kevin? I just wanted to say what a great thing I think that we're doing, and I appreciate, I think they can hear me. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and notice that, you got Coach Marmarella for the
Masters.
The Masters,
yes.
There you go. It was marvelous,
yes.
Very good, and in three different programs going right now, mm-hmm. and it's looking good. And it looks like you're thinking through starting slow and building, and
yes.
That's a smart way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. So I really appreciate it. It's exciting.
All right. It is. It really is. And it's exciting to see the kids out there, too, I'll say, because we'll be drawing from the high school for the lifeguard team. And you'll see a lot of the water polo kids or the swim team, want to come out and do it. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of the kids that are working these early mornings. So some of the parents aren't real thrilled about, sending their high school student out there at 5 in the morning, but some are okay. And we give them one of those a week. So... Yeah. We're not overburdening them, and it is good for them. It's a great feeder though for the high school program too. Anyways, is we teach them to swim, and then they're going to come back and play water polo or swim on a swim team there at the high school. So it's a really win-win for everybody. So thank you for your comments, Kevin.
One more. Now the Zumba class is that? Mm-hmm. Do you have to swim to be in that class?
No, you don't have
to swim.
It's
in the shallow end, pretty
much. It's in the shallow end, and the way this pool is designed is you've got steps that ease you into the shallow end to the 4-foot depth, and then there are two 4-foot deep lanes. After that, those two lanes, it drops down to 7 feet deep, and then a few more lanes, and then it'll drop down into the diving well at 13 feet. So our Zumba classes are held in the 4-foot depth, and you do not have to know how to swim. We will always have two certified lifeguards on duty at any time, and they're right there up close watching. So in the event that you have a slip or go under or whatnot, they're right there to help you out. So, again, you don't have to know how to swim. Just be able to keep yourself upright in the 4-foot depth and keep up with Jenny.
Good luck on that, huh?
Good luck on that is what I say.
All right.
Like I said, 5 minutes watching her, I was exhausted.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
That is
it
good.
Really is.
And I think it's going to grow. I think once the word gets out that it's there and moving and things are going to grow.
So, yeah.
Great.
Mm.
The Olympics. Here at Morro Bay.
Yeah.
So I think, do we want to bring up any future agenda items? Anybody have anything they want to bring up for future items?
Nope. I have no notes on future. No. Not I.
Let's see. I don't think I do either. Looks like we got all. Okay. We've got to welcome Sydney here again.
Oh.
I know. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Sydney's filling in for for Sherry, who was unable to make it tonight, to take minutes and help me out in the event I stumble.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice to have her. Yeah.
Okay.
And I know we have a few agenda items that we'll be we'll looking at in March, and that's when we'll go forward with election of chair. We'll talk, I think last, yeah, we'll talk about the election of the chair and liaison to the seniors board. And pardon me while I refer to something here. Oh, there it is. Huh. We'll need to discuss the changes to our commission and to our board. And I thought we had done that already, and I apologize for not having that here on the agenda. We didn't talk about that last time.
Oh, you mean bringing it down to five?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we did discuss
Did we discuss that?
I believe we did.
And we said we agreed to it?
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. I just wanted to make sure that we're all transparent here. So.
Right.
Very good.
Right, that was all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I thought I had something else to bring up, but I guess I don't. So, it is now 6:37, and with no future items to be brought, I think I will close the meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for viewing us on TV. And before we finalize it, I just want to recommend, again, we need some willing people that want to be interested in the Park and Rec Department to come out, fill out an application, and be on our board. We're always looking for a few good people.
Yeah.
That's a good quote, huh?
Yeah,
few good men.
People. It is good few people. Because what we do is, you know, we try to help the community and you know, make it a better place, just like all the other advisory boards. And, you know, the mayor and the city council have created a wonderful environment. And we have a great lifestyle here. And we just
want to keep it that way.
Yeah, we just need help to keep everything on track and keep getting it better. So anybody who wants to help, we'd love to have you and like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and everybody have a good
evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye and bye-bye.